Well, of course, the big news over the weekend was Hurricane Harvey. And I'm watching this on Friday night, early Saturday morning, and thinking of all the devastation and the amount of rain, the torrential rain they've had down there. They've had rain measured in feet down there, not inches. And I was thinking about who could I call and talk to about the storm and the hurricane. And then I thought, you know what? I know somebody that not only I know, but most of West Michigan will remember as well. And that's Darla Jay. Hi, Darla.
Hello, Scott Winters. Long time no talk to.
I know. It has been way too long. But, you know, you just moved recently to the Houston area. Perfect timing. Yeah.
Let's see. Where can I move where a giant disaster will happen immediately? And I picked Houston, Texas, got here about 3 weeks ago, and these once in a 500-year event. Yesterday we had 14 inches of rain. And we're going to probably end up with between 50 and 60 inches of rain before this is all over.
Wow, wow. And I know that I was a little concerned whether we were going to even be able to talk, because I know that a lot of the cell towers are out down there, the phone lines are out. You said you lost power this morning.
Yeah, you know, I the one good thing, because well, we're going to move Mama Jay here, because my brother's here. That's why I came to Houston. And the one thing I've learned about through this whole event, I've learned many things, but the one thing I've learned is that I'm going to buy a house in the neighborhood I'm in because it hasn't flooded yet.
Look for that high ground, right?
I know.
So tell us, where are you in relation to the metropolitan Houston area?
We are about 35 miles northwest.
Okay.
I'm in a city called Spring. It's around the Woodlands area. For people who have been to Houston, the Woodlands area is the first planned community in the country. And I met my brother's fiance's house, and we've been here since Friday afternoon, and it has rained nonstop. The streets are a little bit flooded out here. The bad thing is that outside this neighborhood, there are two major thoroughfares that you take leaving the neighborhood, and both of those are flooded.
So you're kind of landlocked, and you're kind of trapped where you're at?
Yeah, that's kind of the whole thing. The good thing is, Scott, we have plenty of margarita mix. We still have alcohol and lots of food. And unfortunately, we have movies to watch, but we can't watch those because of the power.
So that was going to be my next question to you, was about food and power. If you have no power, obviously the food that you have in the refrigerator isn't going to last very long. And is there any place even to go to buy more food? I mean, are you kind of stuck with the supplies that you have on hand?
Well, it was open this morning. There's a grocery store. The grocery store that's very famous in Texas is called H-E-B.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one not very far from here. We locked in a lot of supplies. My brother is a former Boy Scout, so we've got our flashlights. We have our coolers. He has his rain gear. We were even thinking of taking Nancy, his fiance, is a paddle boarder. I said, why don't we get you guys on a paddleboard going down one of these streets like
you? Well, you know,
after all, social media had to have pictures or it didn't happen.
Right, right. Well, the interesting thing was, as I was looking at some of the pictures that they've posted on social media of what used to be the highways with cars going down the highways, and now they're nothing but rescue boats and, like you said, people on paddleboards and kayaks and that type of thing.
The great thing is that I'm very impressed with is people don't whine in Texas. They get up and they do something. There's plenty of time to talk about it. Should there be blame going to everybody? I mean, in other places other than Texas, that's happening. But here, people have gotten out in their boats. They're rescuing children. They're walking through chest-high water, bringing out animals and children and elderly people. And I just read a story about, they call themselves the Cajun Patrol or the Cajun something.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of people with boats from New Orleans just arrived here and started rescuing people right away, and they have the experience of Katrina. So there's been a lot of good. We're seeing a lot of the good in people here, which is really makes you feel good.
Right. You know, it was interesting because you posted one of the pictures yesterday, and I at first I didn't think it was a real picture. It was the picture of the residents of the nursing home sitting in. I mean, they were there was one lady and she was kind of in the middle of the picture. She was sitting in a Lazy Boy. Literally, the water was up to her chest as they were waiting to be rescued. And I thought, first off, this water. You know, people, this isn't pool water. This water is filthy, dirty water. It's the sewers that have overflowed. It's everything that's on the streets now mixed in with this water. And these poor people are sitting there in this cold water up to their chest waiting to be rescued. It was a real photo. And fortunately, they were rescued shortly after that because of the social media.
Right. They were airlifted out of there because people posted that picture and immediately, you know, we're the outraged society these days. Immediately people got outraged and demanded that something be done. And, you know, I saw people blaming the mayor, the governor, or even the president. And I thought, no, mm-hmm. no, the people that are responsible for those elderly people are the people that run that nursing home. And I can tell you that leading up to this hurricane, there were plenty of warnings, catastrophic, life, could be life ending. You know, places could be uninhabitable forever. We're going to get a wall of water. We're going to get this. We're going to get that. And Dickinson, where that nursing home was, is south of us. And they, you know, they should have gotten those people out. That was ridiculous.
Sure. Well, I want you to stay safe down there. I don't want to see you on the national news holding a sheet up on the roof saying, rescue me.
Oh, come on, Scott. I need to have something interesting to post on my Facebook page.
We're talking with Darla Jay, who I worked with many years ago on GRD along with Rick Beckett. And Darla left here in 1997. So it's been 20 years since you've been on the air here in Grand Rapids for the most part.
And I'm still 39 years old. It's amazing.
So this storm now is going back out into the Gulf, and then you're going to get hit again, what, tomorrow?
Yeah, where it is, it's in the Gulf right now, and the trajectory that they're predicting is that it's going to be out in the Gulf, gain a lot of strength and a bunch more moisture, and then it's going to turn around and go right through Houston again,
wow.
and then head up toward Arkansas. They were predicting earlier that it was going to go to New Orleans. They might get the outer bands of it, but it won't be a direct hit.
Wow.
But we will be again.
And they're looking at another, like, 25 inches of rain on top of the 20 yes. or 25 inches you've already had.
It's the amount of rain. It has been unbelievable. And, you know, any place that floods, that water's got to make its way to the Gulf. And so if it doesn't stop raining, there's, you know, everything is being replaced. Even moves, it's being replaced by more rain.
Well, stay safe down there. We're talking to Darla Jay, and we're getting a little bit of feedback on the cell phone, but I'm just lucky we have a cell phone signal to be able to talk to you. Tell us a little bit about what's going on personally, because I know you've just moved to Houston, and what's going on?
Well, I worked at a talk station in Kansas City for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the air for 12 years, and then they decided to simulcast on the FM. I lost my job. I went to work for the big sheriff's office in Kansas City, and I absolutely loved it. I was like, oh, great. I found a second career. I was their public information officer, like the communications director.
Sure.
I was the one that the media talked to about issues, you know, going on in the jail or crimes or any of those things, and I absolutely loved it. And then they had an election in November, and the guy that got elected wasn't happy that the former sheriff didn't endorse him, so I paid the price. I'm going to look for something like that, something in public relations, communications. And so if any of your listeners know anybody in Houston that needs to hire me, I'd like to use this opportunity.
We'll see what we can
out of the air.
We'll see what we can do. Well, tell Mama J I said hi and stay safe down there. We'll continue to follow you on Facebook because I know you've been posting up things on your Facebook page as well. And your Facebook page is just Darla J. So we'll keep in track that way. But like I say, please stay safe and thanks for calling this afternoon. It's been great talking to you, Darla.
Take care, Scott. Good to talk to you.
All right. There she goes, Darla Jay, down in the Houston area, trying to weather out the storm. And great to hear from her again.